Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Sassy Elliott. Hey. It's the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's Friday at 3, which means we're joined by Sassy Elliott Shore Parks. This Elliott Shore Parks call-in brought to you by Robin Ford, online at robinford.com. Robin Ford, where cars and trucks are sold cheap, cheap. What's up, Sassy Elliott?
I might just need to start coming in studio on Fridays simply to avoid that song being played. Might have to just be...
Well, we're playing it on Tuesdays now.
Yeah, we're going to play it anyway.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Yeah, yeah. I just have to learn to love it.
Yeah. So,
it's a good one.
So, Elliott, you are the king of whether a game is a style points game or not. I ask you, is tomorrow's Eagles game a style points game?
Yes. I think tomorrow is a style points game. I really think it's really important that they stack together good games. I think if they go out tomorrow and they're getting a lot of penalties, the running game is bad again, they're having third and longs, they're pushing themselves in first and second down into negative spots, like that would be discouraging. I don't need them to go out and score 35 points. Like, I don't think it's that type of style point game, but it can't look like the offense did for a large chunk of this season where it was just sloppy. So I think it's mostly tomorrow about playing clean football. Now, if they do, they probably will score a lot of points. So I get ones connected to the other. But it's more just about how they look, in my opinion. So, yeah, I do think it's a style points game.
As usual, he's on both sides of the fence there with that.
I
think you're fine. There's a great, because there is a gray area there. It's hard to it's hard to argue what looks good versus, unless they are just sloppy, right? Then everybody's going to be upset about that. But I don't know. My whole thing is, to your point, once you said you don't need them to score 35 points, you're pretty much saying what I'm saying. They can go win 24-3, play a clean game. And that's a good game.
To me, I don't want this to be a game in the fourth quarter in any meaningful way. And if they can go in there and I think they're going to need to do all the things that you're saying. If they do all of those things, I think it probably won't be a game in the fourth quarter. If they don't do it, that's how we end up with a, the Commanders just cut it to 3 with 8 minutes left, and we got to have one of those games again.
Yeah, I don't think it's a game that's acceptable to, like, it's not just going to be a game that if they win it, that's all that matters. Like, when they beat the Lions, whatever that score was, I don't think it is. I think it's a game where they have to play well on offense and look like they've improved last week. Well, I think I'm gonna feel discouraged about the team. I'm not going to feel as good about them. And I think, honestly, they will be discouraged. I felt like for the first time last week, they actually played with the same confidence you see the defense play with. I think the fact that they got a touchdown on the opening drive, the fact that they weren't having penalties, I thought that for the first time all year, the two sides of the ball looked like they were playing with the same energy. I mean, I think if they struggle tomorrow, when we do the Mailata show, the Players Lounge, when I'm in the locker room this week, it's going to be a lot of the same that's been all year with, we had that penalty early. That really set us back. We couldn't get in a rhythm. Like, I think it's important this team feels like they're making progress.
Yeah, and that's why they have to keep stacking wins. See, what they can't do is fall into this trap of trying to please everybody so they don't get criticized about the win. They did all the finger pointing, and we're not living up to a standard. Guess what? You're playing to your potential. That's what you are this year. This idea that they're going to flip a switch and all of a sudden they're going to look like the 2024 Eagles and they're going to get back to playing dominant run game football and all this other stuff. No, they are who they are. And if that means they have to. So now listen, if Washington doesn't show up, like the Raiders didn't, then, okay, it'll be a dominant performance, and we'll overreact to it and everything else. But that game Sunday had more to do with the Raiders not really being competitive and competing in that game than the Eagles went out and did something that was all fireworks. And dude, they averaged 3 yards a carry, 40-something carries.
Yeah, they did not run the ball.
Yeah, it's not like they went out there and just exploded all over the field, everywhere with the offense Sunday.
Yeah, so I thought they ran the ball like effectively in a weird way, the way that
they stuck with it.
Yeah, they didn't run it great. But where I will disagree with you on what you said is like, I don't know if winning like puts these guys in good moods. Like,
it should. Right. They need to quit playing mind games with themselves, as if they have to somehow live up to some standard in order to be happy with a win. They get on a roll here and start. You think the 2000 Ravens look like, dude, we couldn't score 17 points, man. How did we? This was the worst Super Bowl ever. Hey, they were a dominant defense, and that's how they won games. The Patriots. That's how they won games early. They didn't win games by scoring 30 points and blowing everybody out and being the dominant team. They won games by being a smart football team, making the fewest amount of mistakes, and being satisfied or content with getting a win, but ultimately trying to win a championship. That's what dug us in this hole in the first place. That's how we got to the 8-5 hole, because they couldn't be satisfied with being 8-2 because of some phony standard they're living up to. Like, what standard are they living up to? The passing game was ranked 29th last year, and they won the Super Bowl. All of a sudden this year, we expect the passing game to be the Rams' passing game, or it's not satisfactory. And not just to fans. I'm talking about to them as well. This is a message to them as well. Like, you want to go out there and play your best. Sure, you don't want to make mistakes. But this idea that you have to play some perfect game in order to be satisfied with the win. We are in December heading to January. Get the W and move forward. That's what you do. Don't get bogged down with all this other stuff.
So I think, like, again, I think they should celebrate if they win the division title tomorrow. Like, pop champagne, put the hat on, put the shirt on. Because, to your point, I do think one of the hurdles this team has to face and has had to face is just like them not getting down on themselves.
Yes.
Right? So but I just think they are who they are at this point. And I can guarantee you, if they win that game 10-7 tomorrow or 13-6 or whatever, and the offense is struggling, like, they're not going to be in a good mood on the offensive side of the ball. And the offensive side of the ball really does dictate the mood of this team.
Well, it shouldn't. That's the problem. It shouldn't. That's those personalities over there that you can't trust. I can trust the personalities on defense. They play together. They play for each other. They play together. If everybody ain't doing or getting theirs on offense, then somebody's going to be upset whether you win or lose. You don't get that out of the defensive players. Maybe that's what's wrong with the team, is that the offensive personality is what drives the culture.
Yeah, so look, I agree that it shouldn't be that way, but when you say should it be a style points game or not, that's why I think it is. Like, that's why I think tomorrow, for this team continuing to move in the right direction heading into the playoffs, they have to get on that bus tomorrow back to Philly feeling good about the way they played. And to me, that's a style points game where they have to feel like they took a step forward. They have to feel like they played well. And if they have a similar game to a lot of offensive games this year, that will feel like a step back to me, even if they win the game.
What if they win 26-6?
I think that would probably qualify.
Okay.
I mean,
Yeah. Okay.
So, Elliot, curious if you saw last night's game and if you think the Eagles' offense is still as good as the Rams' offense.
Yeah, I do think the Eagles' offense is still better than the Rams' offense. I thought offense played well last night.
They put up like 600 yards and 37 points.
Yeah, they were impressive for sure.
The number one defense in the league.
Yep. Well, I don't think Seattle actually has a great defense.
What do you think of the D?
And I thought that was proven correct again last night when they got torched by a good quarterback. Like, yes, the Rams have a very good offense. I agree. The Rams offense has played better than the Eagles offense this year.
Can I ask you something? What do the Eagles do on offense one thing better than the Rams?
I think they take care of the ball better.
Well, I don't know. Matt Stafford has five interceptions and 40 touchdown passes.
Yeah, I'd have to look at the turnover thing, but I think the Eagles take care of the ball better. But like, again,
well, probably I've never disputed
with you that the Rams offense is playing better than the Eagles offense. this year. I agree with you. The Rams offense is playing better than the Eagles offense this year. My whole argument is I'm looking at a larger sample size and saying that over the past 3 years, they've been the better offense. They've been the better offense in the playoffs. So, yes, in the first 13, 14 games of this season, the Rams offense has been better. My point is when push comes to shove, I trust the Eagles offense more than I trust the Rams offense. And to me,
Don't you think the Eagles have been in push comes to shove situations several times over the last few weeks and they didn't come through? You know, against the Cowboys, all they had to do was score one more time, against the Chargers, push came to shove in overtime and they turned it over. You know, like what counts as push comes to shove?
The Rams have also been in push-come-to-shove situations against the Panthers. They needed more points. They lost that game. Seattle last night, they needed more points. They lost that game. In another game,
You're having a different conversation. You're not allowed to change the conversation. Your point about the Eagles offense, and we're only talking about this year because I don't give two blanks what the Eagles did 3 years ago on offense. We're playing football this year. So the question is, you said when push comes to shove, the Eagles offense will be good. They have had several opportunities over the last few weeks where they have been in push comes to shove situations and they have not done it. So if they're only good when push comes to shove and they've been in push comes to shove situations and they don't do it, I don't understand your point. To me, what the Seahawks did last night was push comes to shove. That's what they did last night. Like, they needed it.
Right. So, again, I'm not disputing. This year, the Rams offense has played better. You cannot care about a larger sample size. That's fine. That's how you can view it. I'm saying the way I view it is the team with the same head coach, same quarterback, a lot of the same skill players, for a larger sample size, has been better. And you can't just pick and choose. Like,
is this offensive line as good as the last 2 years?
No, I don't
think they
are. So
what does it have to do with the last 2 years, Elliot?
Because I still think the quarterback, the skill players, and the team itself will make the
so
plays
is
when they
Saquon,
need to.
So we're talking about three years ago when Saquon wasn't here. We're talking about last year when Saquon was here and had one of the greatest seasons in NFL history. And we're talking about this year where he's averaging 3 yards a carry. What does it have to do with each other?
I just told you what it has to do with.
But he's one of the skill players.
I know he's one of the skill players.
And he wasn't even there one of the years.
They had a better offense than the Rams last year when they had Saquon. So, like, they have had...
No, they didn't.
They did have a better offense than the Rams last year. I think they averaged more points than the Rams last year. I don't know how else you would qualify as a good offense, and they outscored him in the playoffs. So, like, I don't know how they wouldn't have a better offense last year.
Well, let's check.
And final thing.
I checked it a few days ago. I could be wrong. So let me just say one more thing.
Does last night's game, now the Seahawks turned it over twice and the Rams didn't turn it over at all. So are you amazed at the fact that a team could turn it over more and still win the football game?
Yeah, I am amazed at
okay.
that.
All right.
And I actually think it shows that Seattle, again, I don't think they're as good as people are making them out to be. I think they were lucky to win that game.
Okay. Is Lane Johnson going to play tomorrow?
Well, he's out. So
oh, I didn't I see that. Okay. And Landon Dickerson and Fred Johnson?
Yes, they are going to play. Yeah.
Okay. All right. You can get the Go Birds podcast wherever you get your podcast. I don't know why you'd listen to it. You should unsubscribe if you're subscribed to it.
Well,
the Eagles did average more points than the Rams last year.
Okay, there you go.
Interesting.
There you go. And what does that have to do with the price of tea in China?
Can I make one more point, then you can hang up on me? Like, You say the Eagles, like, you bring up the push come to shove situations over the last few weeks, right?
Yes.
The Rams have also been in situations.
But
like
I am not arguing
games.
That the Rams are only good when push comes to shove.
No,
you
I know
are.
Not, but the point I'm making is offenses don't always score every time they need to. But like the Eagles over the past 3 years, including this year against the Rams.
I'm hanging up on him. You shouldn't unsubscribe to Go Birds. You should subscribe to Go Birds. But anyone who is going to make the argument that the Eagles offense is better than the Rams is a psychopath. Is a psychopath.
Yeah, literally, well, not at points. Passing offense definitely is not better. Passing offense is not better.
I bet it's not even better in rushing offense.
Yeah, look at that. You would be right.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
But when they need it.
And the turnovers. I bet the turnovers it has to be around equal.
Well, so the Eagles have 13 turnovers in the year. Rams have 12.
Okay, so the Rams have fewer turnovers,
and the
too.
Rams are like the least penalized team in football.
Okay.
Now, 5 of those turnovers happen in one game.
Yep.
They still count.
Well, four or five of them happened to the Eagles in one game, too.
No, I'm talking about that for the Eagles. Like, five of them happened in one game.
Yeah. Right, well, and, for the Rams, too.
I know at least
game.
Three. Yeah,
yeah the Carolina game, all right. I think.
Ike, why don't you tell everyone about Surfside so I can calm down?
Spike needs to calm down today.
I need to calm down.
Yeah. Strom's
I thought
traded.
I was the one that was getting upset in that segment.
Well,
you,
it's just
took over.
Just say, and that's this weird thing where it's like, they have been this year. What do I care about 2 years ago? All right, I'm sorry.
Hey, Surfside is the perfect fit this holiday.
2 years ago, the Chiefs won the Super Bowl, Ike. And they're not even in the playoffs this year. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You sure?
Yeah.
Now, whether you're watching football, hitting the slopes, or warming up by the fire, there's nothing better than enjoying your favorite Surfside canned cocktail to keep the good times going. Made with real vodka, Surfside is only 100 calories and zero bubbles. I'm almost finished. That's right. No carbonation, so it's smooth, easy to sip, and always refreshing. It's not a seltzer. It's Surfside. Ask for it at bars, restaurants, and stores near you. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly.
I mean, wouldn't you agree? That the strength, if I were to ask you, what is the strength of the Eagles offense prior to this year, over the last 3 years, I think you would say the offensive line.
Yes.
Right? And the running game.
Yep.
And that is not a strength this year. Nope. So if you're including that in this, if you're talking about the Eagles offense, it doesn't make any sense.
You don't have to. I think everybody agrees with you.
Okay. Yes. I'm sorry.
He's the only one who doesn't see it.
All right.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that they can't beat the Rams. They can beat the Rams for sure.
I think we all agree with you.
Chuck in Mount Airy, you're on WIP.
Hey, let me say something real quick, right? You bet. That's Nick Cousins, right? I got one thing to say about Nick Cousins, right? The only good thing to come out of New York was a Chrysler, okay? You know what I mean?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
I got a sure bet for you.
Okay.
Your Yankees, your Mets, your Jets, your Giants, whatever team you cheer for, they stink, all of them, garbage. Throw them in the trash, you know what I mean? And get new teams, okay? I'll tell you that New Yorker was a great ride back in the day, though. That was a great ride. But, brothers, other than that, New York stink, man. It smells like sewer, garbage, and it's rat-infested.
Wow.
Can't stay in New York, you know what I mean? And it's stinking.
That's Spike. Spike's of the hometown.
No, I hate it too. I'll never go back.
Yeah, don't go back, Spike. Don't go back. I know you hated it when you was there. The food stank, is garbage. It's overrated.
Well, the food's pretty good.
It is overrated.
Yeah.
You're proud of city. All types of people there. It's a melting pot of people there. Let me stop with New York. I don't even want to go there with New York no more. I just hate the city. But listen, here's the thing, though, right? Last night gave me hope. You know why it gave me hope? Because the Rams stink. You know what I mean? You see what I'm talking about? Matthew Stafford. Throwing them no-look passes, looking all fancy and pretty. And then when he got his chest caved in, what do you do, right? He starts throwing that ball real quick, and he gets turned red in the face, red as a Jerry. You know what I mean? I can't wait till we play them again. And I don't like nothing about Sean McVay. You know what I mean? I can't wait till we kick the Rams' ass again. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because I tell you, ain't nobody in the NFC going to beat us. You know, I Green Bay, we cream cheese their ass every time we play them. You know what I mean? Who else? The 49ers. I don't see nobody like Dana Stubfield coming through that tunnel, or Deion Sanders, or Morton Hanks, chicken neck. You know what I mean? I don't see nobody coming through that tunnel. Steve Young. You know what I mean? Joe Montana.
I got to ask you, Chuck, what the change of heart, where'd it come from?
Man, listen, because I know we're going to have a second win come the playoffs.
Okay.
You know, we the champions, man, and we need to start walking around with that bravado. You know what I'm saying? Because, see, everybody want to fear everybody else. They got a lot of good records in the NFC, right?
Yep.
They all frauds. You know what I mean? The Seattle Seahawks with Sam Darnold, you think he's going to come in here and beat us? You think he's going to beat us in his stadium? He almost gave that game away four times yesterday. You know what I mean? But the Rams are so stupid, they can't get out their own way. And like I said, Sean McVay is such an overrated coach, it's not even funny. I cannot wait until playoffs start. And all I want on Saturday, Spike, and the rest of these games, I care less about winning the rest of these games. I just wanted them to come out healthy. You know, just get out the games healthy. You know what I mean? Because we've been relatively healthy all year long. We have some nicks and bangs up. You know what I mean? You know, guys coming in and out. You know what I mean? You know, for the most part, they've you know, really escaped the injury bug. You know what I mean? No season-ending detrimental injuries, you know, to anybody that's worth having. We have not had anybody that's really hurt. So I just want to keep that going. So yeah. Saturday, tomorrow, we can win 21-20. I don't care. As long as we get out the game healthy and we go against the Bills, the same thing. Because I tell you, once we reach the playoffs, they're going to have a second win. And when they get that second win, when it's all said and done, we're going to have the number one defense when the tournament's over, and our offense will look like it never left. Promise you that.
Wow.
I was not expecting this call, John. No, that's pretty
like,
good.
It's like an Ike pep talk.
Yeah, I felt good after that. That's pretty good, Chuck.
I'm telling you, Ike, listen, I'm trying to tell you, I see it, man. This season has been strange, man.
Yeah.
It's been strange. And what can make it more stranger? A team that struggled, a team that's been bickering at each other, a locker room that was divided, come together come January to win our third trophy and our second in a row.
Wow. How about that?
Chuck, do you have an answer for next question today? We're looking for famous siblings.
Jack, bad job on Jack. He didn't even tell me I had the next question. Well, I don't even get no next question. What'd you say, a bad sibling?
No, just famous siblings.
Oh, famous sibling.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I'm going to go with... I don't know. I guess Full House. Mary-Kate and Ashley.
There you go. Mary-Kate and Ashley. Oh, wow. There you go.
That's a good one.
Under pressure.
Yeah.
Chuck comes up with it. Under pressure.
What a haymaker.
How?
Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen. That's a haymaker right there.
How do you come out of last night's game and say Matt Stafford stinks? He threw for 457 yards, 3 touchdowns, including in overtime.
Yeah.
Including overtime. He did. He just drove them to win. He couldn't have done any more in overtime,
He took the opening drive and went down and got a touchdown.
And scored a touchdown.
Yep. It looked pretty impressive to me.
I love the no-look pass thing, to be honest with you.
Here's the thing, though. The fact that, I don't know if that's a good sign or not. Chuck back on the Eagles and feeling confident. Is that good or bad?
It's almost like if I came out wildly confident, everybody would call up and say, no, other side, be skeptical.
Well, maybe, he enjoyed the 31-0 win.
Yeah, he sure did. Second win, he said they had. Man, there's something about cream cheese in there, I think, at one point.
For Green Bay, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. Whew. All right, 215-592-9494. Style points game tomorrow, yes or no? Or do they just need to get out of there with the win? I have to get used to saying tomorrow with the game being tomorrow.
I know.
And next question today, it is Jake Gyllenhaal's birthday. We're looking for a pair of famous siblings. Tornado Shapiro joins us next for the weekend forecast. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Come on, Spike.
This one's fine.
Toes in the water, ass in the sand.
Man, country singers drink so much beer.
Yeah, come on, man.
Oh, no. What's it? Who is this?
Zach Brown.
Oh, okay.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. I had dinner next to him.
Really?
After the Eagles Super Bowl win in 2018.
Yeah, I met him out there.
Yeah.
I met him at Jaws' cigar.
Oh, really?
The lead singer.
We were.
I kept calling him Zach Brown.
Well, his name is Zach Brown.
His name's Zach Brown.
I'm thinking about, is it a Zach Brown band?
It's the Zach Brown band. He's like the lead singer.
He's Zach Brown.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Also, former Eagles linebacker Zach Brown, who was cut before the season, or he cut like early in the season.
Remember him?
Different
Zach Brown.
He was a bum.
Different Zach Brown.
Yeah. Washington?
Washington for a while.
Yeah.
And he came here, dreadful.
Yeah.
Zach Brown, I don't even remember him.
215-592-9. Oh, no. It's Friday at 3:30. Holy hell. That means the guy who himself claims that he is the most accurate forecaster in the entire world, that is one Tornado Shapiro.
Only because it's true. Hey, fella, it's winter time, and you feel it out there right here in this town and also D.C., 39 degrees at kickoff tomorrow. Not a good week to go commando. Time for snuggling around the fireplace with hot chocolate and her good friend Marshmallow. Come on, music, please!
It's the game day live forecast from the world's most accurate and famous meteorologist, Tornado Shapiro.
Big thunder coming in right now. We get an update across the screen here. Severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 3:45 p.m. with a wind advisory. Good news is this heavy rain is cleaning all the ice and salt off your vehicle, giving your car a nice washy-washy, never hurt you. Come on, 47 degrees down right now, but the temperatures are dropping faster than Debbie from Delco. It'll be in the 20s by 11 p.m. tonight, and Debbie, well, she'll be somewhere outside of Dolan's and Ridley. Good luck to you.
There you go.
Matter of fact, the next few days, you're going to see those temps going up and down and up and down. That thermometer, they're calling for high winds, resulting in downed limbs. So don't be surprised if you see a baby's arm flying through the air. Prosthetic limbs first. There goes Peg. Saturday, big day for the fans. You know, we got the Flyers, Eagles, Sixers, all going at it tomorrow. 3-1 day. That happened to me once under the mistletoe. Cindy, Misty, and Wheezy. Santa says, ho, ho, ho.
A lot of cheap ones today. Sorry.
You got them if you use them.
Yep.
Use them if you got them.
Yeah, well, that's how it goes. Yeah.
Washington tomorrow, including the young tight end out of Washington, this guy, Colson Yankoff.
It's Yankoff.
Sure, go ahead. I've got a few minutes.
Okay.
Colson Yankoff, first cousin of Matt Yaloff. What a great story at the end of training camp. They were all set to give him his manual release. Yankoff. He could become one of the, join the list of the great underdog stories like Dick Trickle, Crotch Rocket Ishmael, Howie Schlong, Doug Flute, Rod Lakin, and Tim Saunders.
Ooh, boy.
It's a full run for Washington.
Aw, too soon.
The Commandos,
wow.
Hey, the Commandos are having their Christmas party tonight. Yeah. They don't even put tinsel on the tree. They just sit around and wait for Sonny Jurgensen to sneeze. Gesundheit! Last time I was in D.C., I was at the mall, you know.
Were you Christmas shopping?
No, the National Mall. D.C., okay. The monuments, the protests. One year we were down there marching in support of the National Weather Servicemen. It was me, Ike, Sally Ann Mosey, Brian Mitchell, Yuki Washington, John Belaris, and a couple of weather gals out of D.C. named Holly and Ivy. Well, Belaris is admiring himself in the reflecting pool. B. Mitch had seen enough. He decided to bum rush Belaris right into the pool. Bang, splash, shrinkage. We look up. Holly and Ivy are sitting on Lincoln's lap asking for Christmas presents, but old Abe, he just sat there and stared at Washington's impressive monument. Come on! Attaboy, Yuki! More fluctuating temperature on Saturday, high of 44, should be 30s by kickoff. Speaking of Santa's lap, one year, Tom LeMaine talked me into being a mall Santa out at the Bazaar of All Nations on Baltimore Pike. That was fine. Everything was swell, but I forgot my beard. Ended up borrowing a merkin from Trudy Haynes. Yeah, boy, we brought joy into the world that day. Joy only charged me $40. You know, Christmas memories. I remember one year we went up to Rockefeller Center to see the Rockettes. It was me, Ike, Chris Kringle, Chris Coast, John Mayberry, and so Taguchi. The Rockets, yeah, they had us mesmerized with those high kicks. And, well, somebody got into the Ike juice a little early that day. I think Ike wanted to see if he still had it. All I hear is, get my next roll! Ike stormed the stage, busted up like that wedge, like nobody's business. Santa had sequins, falsies flying everywhere. Taguchi ends up at the bottom of the pile looking for a place to hide his candy cane. So, Philly weather tonight. More rain going down to 27. I remember my first Noel. I was 18, and Noel was a French foreign exchange student. Come on! Wee-wee! And that doesn't mean small. Hello, she made a snowman and put the carrot in the wrong place. get out there and take advantage if you have the spirit. Last week we were wandering around Center City and somehow we stumbled into the adult version of Dickens' Christmas Carol and her sister Karen. But I got to tell you, they made the season bright.
Is this ever? Are you ever going to give the weather? Can you just give the weather?
I got one more thing. I saw Brandon Graham with Santa at the Christmas Village. It was so nice to see BG get another sack, and it was a huge sack.
No, not with BG.
Saturday, sunshine, clouds, high 39. The winds are strong, and the night is silent but deadly. Precipitation, that's a coin flip, son. At game time, all the decorations, get them all hung. Check under the camel toe. You heard it here first. Tornado, Shapiro. Music, please.
No music. No more.
Out of control.
That was a long one.
Yeah, that was a lot. How about you busting up the Rockettes?
Yeah. Right in the wedge.
Right in the wedge.
Right up the wedge.
Yeah. Oh, goodness gracious. 215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Spike, all that talking you do. Oh, what did the Seahawks got a fight on? The number one defense. I can't tell. Last night, that looked like the number one defense. And you love.
Because it was a good offense.
You love hyping up the Rams. I couldn't tell last week, but Philip Rivers, they put up zero. Good offense versus the Colts. And you thought love.
No, dummy, the Rams offense.
You were talking about Seattle's defense. I'm glad you brought up the Rams because I'm sitting here and I had to do my research. I'm looking at this schedule. Every good team they played, they lost. They lost to us. L. Who else? 49ers. L. Who they beat?
They've also beaten the 49ers, and they've also beaten the Seahawks.
They ain't beat us. That's what I'm saying.
That's all that counts. I forgot it's friggin' Friday around here.
Yeah.
I'm sure we're going to put up 37 points on the Seahawks.
Do we need style points? You know what I'm saying? Do we need style points? We don't even got to play hard. We going to put foot. I told y'all yesterday. We back. The vibes is good. You know what I'm saying? And you love these pretty teams. Like, you love these pretty teams. We a gritty team.
Just
because a girl's pretty don't mean she ride right. I'm taking off for Yogi.
Hold on, slow down. Yeah.
And she led off. You know what I'm saying?
What is this, Tornado Corey?
Yeah, slow down. Yeah.
Hey, Yoshi led off. I'm swapping with him. Pause. You know what I'm saying? Hey, but you know what I'm saying? Like, tomorrow, I'm so confident. We going to do the same thing to them like we did to the Rams because they ain't even got no hope. I don't know if you saw Debo in this podcast. He was ranking the top receivers in the league. He ain't even put himself and Terry in there. I know they ain't having no good season, but he ain't even mention them because he know. He said, I'm not on that level. He put Devontae and Smitty in there because even when they having a bad season, they still both going to get 1,000 yards.
Actually, to your point about the Seahawks, they also gave up 34 to the Giants.
There you go. So
they didn't. The Eagles gave up 34 to the Giants. Okay. Yeah.
That's okay. When the last time we played the Giants, what happened? You know what I'm saying? What happened? You know, that's all. And you can hype up all these priests. We know Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold, when we need you the most, you going to fold. Y'all got that lucky little 2-point rule nobody in the world knew about. God helped y'all with that. Y'all lucked up. The Rams, you know what I'm saying? I can't wait to play these teams. This all NFC West so tough. Ooh, I can't wait. I cannot wait.
You know, they said the same thing about the NFC North last year.
Yep, and what happened to them? We ran through them.
They didn't even win a playoff game.
Hey, and like my boy Chuck said, you know, cousin Chuck, let me – Green Bay for late? Ooh, I want to know, who am I supposed to fear when Jalen Hurts is here?
Oh, my God. I'm not going to work on Fridays anymore. I'm not working
Jack,
on Fridays.
I want Jack to tell me, too, because he's quiet a lot.
Yeah. You know, what? He got nothing to say. He got nothing to say in there right now, Corey.
Yeah, I don't
care.
Who
am I supposed to fear? You know, that's all.
You fear the Eagles. That's who you fear. That's who you fear is the Eagles.
And we feeling good right now.
Why? Why are you feeling good right now?
You saw what we just did to the Raiders?
Oh,
the Raiders,
man.
The NFL team. Don't try to disrespect.
Barely. Who would you take, the Buckeyes or the Raiders, straight up?
Hey, man, come on. I ain't going to disrespect the NFL team like that. The Raiders, they got families. They got salaries. They got Crosby. Hey, Crosby, I heard some stuff, boy.
Oh, he's an Eagle.
No, he's trying to get to Philly.
Yep. All we got to do, you know, Fernando going to need some receivers, so we just got to get through the season. All right, we're going to work it out.
I'm going to trade him, AJ.
I know a guy. But let me give you my siblings, you know.
Yeah.
I got to go to the home team. I know a lot of people don't like them, but they the most streamed brothers in the world. Logan Paul. Jake Paul.
That's a good one. That's
there you
a good
go.
One.
Yeah.
I mean, they're famous and rich as hell.
The worst, but yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, they are. You see, Jake's about to fight Anthony Joshua.
Yeah, who's a monster.
Yeah, he's twice his size.
Yeah, I saw the weigh-in.
Can he just lose? I want him to get his ass kicked in one of these.
I kind of find him amusing.
Well, the problem is.
Yeah.
These guys aren't really trying to knock his head off. So remember, he got criticized for never fighting real boxers,
right,
or former
right,
boxers.
Right.
He was fighting former football players. Or
and
this.
He fought Tyson, right?
Yeah.
But
Tyson.
But yeah, it's 50.
Yeah.
And wasn't going to hit him.
Didn't hit him.
Yeah, he didn't hit him.
He was biting the gloves. That was strange.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see what Joshua does in the ring. Is he in there really trying to knock out Jake Paul?
Right.
Or is it some sparring session? Where everybody's watching and they just get paid.
I kind of have respect for Jake Paul for doing it.
He's carved out a lane for himself.
He sure has.
I mean, listen, he's carved out a lane for himself.
Yeah.
Dude, that fighting is Nate Robinson.
Oh, yeah. I remember.
Oh, my God. When Snoop was oh, my God.
Yes.
That is still one of the funniest.
Yes.
You got to go back and listen to that, Fritz.
Yeah. 215-592-9494.
It's one of the few times Snoop. And Snoop was on point with this, with that one.
National Appliance.
Sounds just like you think it sounds.
No, I'm sure it does. I have an idea of how it sounded.
Yep, sounds just like you think it does.
Spike.
What?
It's a great time to get down to National Appliance Warehouse. You've heard us talk all year about National Appliance Warehouse. You're probably sick of it. You're like, I get it.
But Jack, the Black Friday mega sale's over, so there's no reason to go over there.
Not true, Spike.
What?
The season of savings is underway right now.
Oh, so there's just another great savings event.
They're always taking care of you at National Appliance Warehouse. How are they taking care of you? One, you're going to get paired with the perfect appliance.
Yes.
Over 100 brands, 15,000 square foot showroom, Sub-Zero, Wolf, Cove, Whirlpool, LG, whatever you need appliance-wise, they've got for you.
Yeah.
That's one way they take care of you. You get the best price. That's another way to take care of you. You mentioned seasons of savings. Also, Price Assure, pieces of technology specific for National Appliance Warehouse, instantly updates price tags all throughout the store. It finds a lower price elsewhere, tax-free Delaware showrooms in Wilmington and Middletown. What are you waiting for? And the last way that they take care of you is you walk in, they treat you like family, not the annoying family that you don't want to see.
Around the holidays. Nope, not those.
A welcoming family that's going to make sure they pair you with the right appliance. So, experience what Spike and I have experienced at National Appliance Warehouse. Get down there today and take advantage of the season of savings. Visit nationalappliancewarehouse.com for more info, or visit their showrooms in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware today. And as always, tell them Fritz sent you.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. The countdown is on. Only 6 shopping days till Christmas. Let the home team at Mark's handle your Christmas list. Open every day, even Christmas Eve. Which offense is better this year, the Rams or the Eagles? So, Ike, which percentage do you think said the Eagles have a better offense this year than the Rams?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't be up to the high percentage. I'm going to say 24%, maybe?
15, thankfully.
Okay, yeah, 15. 15. Okay, yeah.
15. So,
yeah, I'm like, you're kidding. Yeah. These Eagles fans know.
Yes.
They know.
So, the Sixers play tonight and they play tomorrow night. Tonight they play in Madison Square Garden in New York against the NBA Cup champion Knicks.
Ah, what? Yeah, why didn't Nick bring that up tonight?
Because he's afraid of the Sixers team.
Well, if you want to know who's not playing tonight?
Joel Embiid.
Joel Embiid due to an illness and right knee injury management.
Wow.
Now, remember, right knee is not even the knee that he had surgery on.
I can't even keep up with him.
Yeah. I assumed he would play, as long as he plays, well, look.
Is he going to play tomorrow?
He's got to play one of the two. They haven't played since last week.
I know. I'm with you.
Yeah. He's got to play one. I never expected him to play any more than one of the two.
Right.
Now, I assumed you would do.
Yeah.
Now, maybe what they'll do is Paul George tonight, and then Paul George sits tomorrow, and then Embiid plays tomorrow. The Mavericks at home. And the Mavericks are terrible.
Oh, the Mavericks at home tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Mavericks at home.
Ooh.
Yeah. So you get Cooper
damn,
Flag.
The Eagles are playing.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's at 8. Oh, yeah, it's
no
too
way.
Close.
Yeah,
seven,
no
actually.
Yes.
Yeah, it's too close. It's too close. So just as you start getting excited for the Embiid thing, and they have not said what the right knee issue is at any point. Now, it kept him out for 3 weeks, and we didn't know what it was. Mm-hmm. So it's.
Does he still have his place in New York?
He does. I would assume he does.
That's why I'm surprised he didn't play.
Well, and tonight's a bigger deal than tomorrow night is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Totally agree.
I have no idea.
Although he may want to play at home.
Or he might want to play when the team stinks.
Ah.
You know, like,
oh,
and he doesn't
like
have
the Mavs.
Yes. It's not going against Mitchell Robinson.
AD back yet? Oh, he doesn't guard AD, right?
He usually kills AD.
Yeah. Okay.
He's always killed AD.
Okay.
Is Maxey back tonight?
I would assume so. He wasn't on the
injury
report.
He was at practice
report.
Yesterday.
Yeah, and he was at the shoot around today.
That's going to be one to monitor too, I think.
What?
Maxey and Embiid.
What do you mean?
Maxey feels like he's trying to take over being the face of the team.
Oh, I agree with you.
Oh, you mean, monitoring those two
yes.
in that sense.
I think so, too. I think so, too.
You don't think Embiid is he understands that and has gracefully handed the team over?
He seemed really committed on last Friday when he scored 39 without Maxey.
Yeah. Well, he said, you know, he essentially said, I can do this whenever I want to. And I'm thinking to myself, well, I kind of want you to all the time.
Is that like the passing whenever you want to?
Yes. It's like, look, if you guys can just do these things whenever you want to, you should do them more. I don't think that there is going to be, those guys get along very well, Maxey and Embiid. But I do think.
Well, that's when it was Embiid's team.
Yes.
And Maxey looked up to him.
Yes.
Big bro. Now when it switches, it becomes a little different.
Well, and I also think, you know, Maxey did not have a good year last year. Nobody did. I'm not blaming him for it. But I think part of it was his frustration about how everything was going. And I think I mentioned this a couple weeks ago. I saw some frustration in Maxey in that game where all of a sudden Embiid was playing, you know, two hours before.
I remember that, yeah.
We saw a little bit of a different Maxey, and he came through. He ended up playing well. But if I think the friction ends up being that he goes from primary option when Embiid's not in there to secondary option when Embiid is in there. And that's difficult, man. I mean, that it's difficult from an ego perspective, and it's also difficult from a gameplay perspective. And Maxey just has to be thinking, like, look, I'm a all NBA level guy.
Yep.
As far as MVP odds go, I'm fourth in the league. Like,
and I got to carry this team every night.
Yes. And yes,
yeah,
I'm playing.
You're in and out of the lineup. You're not here every night.
My guess would be that Maxey is leading the league in minutes, or
definitely,
at least minutes
he has
per
to
game.
Be. Right, yeah.
And then this guy is playing whenever he wants. Whether they get along or not, that thing has to grind on him at some point, which is also why I think Embiid's days here are limited. Let me put it this way. I would be surprised, unless they went on some sort of a run, I think I would be surprised if Embiid was on the team next year.
Next year?
Yeah.
He just had a mouthful.
I have no information. I have no information. No. I have no information. No. Nope. You know when I do. Nope. I don't. I have
just
no information.
But you said a mouthful there. That's a lot.
I just think.
Hey, John. Hey, Mark. How you doing?
No. It's less about Maury, because I think Maury would probably roll the dice every year. I think what's going
to
happen.
Don't say that.
I just think
to
he
like
would.
Maury, yeah.
Well, I know how he thinks. I know how he thinks. But
do you?
Yeah. Well. But No, not about this. Not about this. Right. We've talked to him for hours on the podcast. Whatever. No, I want to be. No, I want to be really clear. No one has intimated this.
Clear it up,
no,
man.
No one has intimated this from the Sixers organization to me. My sense is this. My gut would tell me this. Is that if this keeps going, the Embiid thing keeps going on and off and on and off, and they end up not doing anything in the playoffs, and he plays some games and not others, mm-hmm. is that if I'm Josh Harris, and I notice that the only time anybody talks negative about us is when we bring up Joel,
yep.
I say to myself, you know what? I don't care about championship. I really don't. What I care about is a team that people feel good about, that want to rally behind it, and I'm not doing this dark cloud thing. And I think they're also going to run into that specific Maxi issue next year where what's his Rich Paul is going to say to them, hey, guys, what are we doing here? Right. We have a player who is maybe first-team All-NBA, and he's in his prime, and we're dicking around with building the team. I can say it that way. We're building a team. Yep. I can. Don't dump it.
Listen, you're program director.
Don't dump was. Don't dump it. You're allowed to say it like that. And we're doing this with the Embiid thing. We got to show my guys right. some respect here. Do something about it. And I think it might even work better if Embiid yeah. looks good. Maybe the get off the it trade price value. Goes down.
Hey, listen, no, I like to see you squirm a little bit. That's why I was.
Well,
poking
I just want to be
you.
Clear. Yes. This is not sourced information. Yes, it's sourced just information. Tea leaf reading.
Yes,
yeah.
yes. It's not reckless though.
No, it's not no,
reckless,
no, no, no.
It's
but
not reckless speculation.
I'm just saying over and over again.
Yes.
No one has intimated this to me.
No, you're just
Zero
reading.
People.
You're reading the situation.
I'm just reading the room.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
all I'm doing.
Just reading
the room.
I like.
All right. 215-592-9494.
Did you just wink?
When he's traded this offseason, I'm definitely getting credit
Wait
for it.
Wait, Jack, can you say you were joking? I did not wink at you. I'm on video. I didn't wink.
He is squirming over here, man.
Well, because it's I don't want to be cornered.
Yeah, we could tell.
I want to keep my relationships the way the relationships are.
Did you just wink again?
No, get out of here, idiot. 215-592-9494. Jaws joins us next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.